Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, the glue that keeps my life together, gigglers?
Wow, what? That's my favorite one of in a while.
That just came to me. I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
You're a woman in STEM.
So where are you?
I'm in Delaware. And let me tell you, each time I come to Delaware, I discover something new. And I was quizzing everyone last night and I was naming stores and then I would make them tell me how far away it is. So like their nearest Target, 30 minutes away.
See, that gives me a panic attack. That's a mentee bee waiting to happen.
I woke up so anxious this morning, and so I was up at like 6 a.m. and I was like, I'm just going to order my Starbucks, and so then I'll like run downstairs and get it, and then I don't have to worry about like what time Craig's waking up to bring me to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Not a thing. Not a thing. They said, sorry, no, this is not a thing. And then Craig woke up and I was like, we have to go to Starbucks. And he was like, well, it's kind of far and we're going the opposite way.
He's like, we have to go to Maryland.
I'm just over here, I don't know, dying a slow death.
Like, Starbucks-less. I don't want to shove it in your face, but I did have a peppermint mocha from Starbucks this morning. And I'll tell you one thing, peppermint mocha is a hell of a drug. I was off the wall for 3 hours.
I literally rather move to Delaware than ever drink that.
I will be eternally screaming. It was just like warm. It was good. People are very on the fence with who's right about the peppermint mocha situation. But
yeah, it was divided. Gigglers,
we might have
divided
to do a taste test and just see what happens.
Because I mean, like, I know what
you're
mint
not
tastes
speaking
like
from an educated standpoint.
That's funny because it's not like I'm differentiating. I know what mint tastes like.
I just feel like you're discriminating.
Okay, well, agree to disagree. Are you, I don't mean for this to sound like morbid, because it's not, like I do love the holiday season, like I love Christmas, but I'm not one of those people that's like of Christmas freak that like, oh, I have to decorate. Like, I'm going to be honest, I have lived in New York City away from my parents' home for 9 years now. I've decorated for Christmas twice. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a decorations girly.
This is sad, but like, life hack, don't get a Christmas tree. Save hours of your life. The one time I got a Christmas tree was during COVID when I was falling in love with Dez and not in the right state of mind, like really mentally unwell, and we were like, let's go get a Christmas tree, and it was like a thing, and it's like a new couple thing where you're like, when
for
you're
sure
a new couple, like it was like
definitely
Travis Kelce, like Taylor Swift energy, we're running around, we're taking videos, and then we brought it back, and then it's like, I think the tree is still like sitting on our porch somewhere.
Yeah, you still have that tree.
Also, hot take: in this day and age, how are we still killing so many trees? How has no one brought up that maybe like, this holiday shouldn't just be killing trees. Aren't we supposed to be fighting global warming? Where are the Gen Zs? Why has no one spoken up about this?
The PR that Christmas has been able to keep on lock the has been astonishing.
The pickleball PR team and the Christmas PR team are so are controlling capitalism.
So aligned right now. So, like, in the same circle.
They're just out here killing. Like, the one thing you shouldn't do is kill a tree. And they've somehow made it like, well, if you put lights on it, it's cool.
Also, not to mention, okay, not only are they killing the trees to put up in their homes, they're also sending so many Christmas cards. And that's just like a waste of paper. Can I tell you something else? I feel like we say this every year. You're a Christmas card family or you're not.
I feel like everyone was up until like they went to college.
My family has never been a Christmas card family. I would say we get maybe 5 Christmas cards from people, but we've never been the family to, we don't put them on the refrigerator. We don't even save them. Honestly, like, we have no emotional connection.
There is something weird when you get one from like your mom's friend's aunt's friend's ex-boyfriend and you're like, I didn't need to see your family.
My mom has a friend where she only sends her a picture of her dogs, and this woman has, I'm not kidding, 12 like Yorkie poos, and she dresses them up, and it's the only Christmas card I care about.
Okay, life goals.
No, I'm going to put it in the newsletter, I think.
This is my thing, because now that I've realized we are an environmentalist podcast and we don't talk about it enough.
Right. No, we don't.
Instead of forcing me to put a limp dick plastic straw in my mouth after 20 minutes of sitting.
Paper straw. Yep.
Stop sending Christmas cards.
Stop.
Done.
Stop sending Christmas cards.
Done. Problem
that
solved.
That should have been canceled. Like, what? My biggest anxiety.
Also, stop sending me mail, period.
Christmas cards are quite possibly my biggest anxiety. Oh, just tell everyone you know what you've been doing the last year and all of your accomplishments, and like, try and convince them that you don't have depression and anxiety, and then take a picture in the summer that they're going to use now. Like, that's my word. No, no.
Christmas cards are actually the first ever influencers where the whole family's miserable. You just fought for 3 hours. No one wants to be there. And they're like, take the fucking photo. And then someone blinks. They ruin it for everyone. One person doesn't want to dress in like the matching outfits. And yeah, let's make it stop. And also stop with the spam mail. Like, why am I still getting mail in my mailbox? Unless it's a fucking gift. Unless it's Amazon. I don't want
it. No, I rarely check my mail. Except, thank God I did the other day, because I had 2 things from the taxation department, and that freaked me out. And I immediately called my mom. I was like, I have 2 letters from the taxation department.
I made a tax joke on stage this week, because I've been thinking about, like, you know those birth control pills where you don't get your period?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had one of those?
Like, you take the pill every single day? Like, is it like an IUD where you just like don't ever get it?
As a woman in STEM, I have no comprehension of how it works. But some girlies are out here just like, no period.
Yeah. All the girlies that have IUDs are no period.
Oh. But anyway, it makes me feel like they're not paying taxes. Like, it feels like tax evasion. The fact that I'm having my period and then girls are walking around just like, actually, no. And it's not like...
It seems unjust.
It seems unjust. It seems like...
My question is, when you get your IUD taken out, because, like, you know when people say, like, when after you give birth and you have a baby, they say that you bleed for, like, a while after.
Oh, I didn't know that.
After you get an IUD taken out, do you then bleed the blood of 1,000 deaths? Like, what is
where does the blood keep coming from?
Yeah, like, is it still in you from all those months that you didn't get it?
Oh, it, honestly, like, we are such dainty little flowers. Like, where could we even have blood? Except when I floss, it's a murder scene.
We bleed for 7 days and we just still out here living, thriving. You know, one Stanley Cup away from just ending it.
Speaking of my legs, my wide calved legs, I'm trying to do the fall boot trend and I love it. I love a high fall boot. It's like amazing. But
yeah,
my calves are not fitting in like the average boot. And like, I don't think I'm some freak with like insane, like I have calves, but like.
You can get a wide.
See, that's an attack. Like wide. That's a, how are we calling it? And what? Like.
Sorry, that was the meanest thing I've ever said to you.
You go, maybe that you should try Sears with a wide.
Maybe you could get a wide. No, you know what? I actually agree with you on this because I was putting on boots the other day with a pair of jeans and I wanted to tuck the jeans in and I couldn't do both. Yeah. And I was like, I don't have a big calf. Like, there's no way this boot is not working. So, Justice.
Boots should err on the side of caution and have like a little more space, and not everyone's walking around with toothpick legs.
I feel like they also never really give the dimensions. Like,
yeah,
what are we supposed to be like out here measuring our calves now?
No, and
I
also like,
do it.
I can jump really high. Like, I'm a powerful person. If I'm gonna dunk, I have strong calves, and I can't dunk if I'm wearing my boots.
What type of boot are you looking for specifically that you're having a tough time?
Well, I really like the Madewell boots. They're just like these black Madewell boots. They fit. But then for the Giggly Squad show in New York, I wore those tan boots, Jeffrey Campbell's.
Yeah.
Which are stunning, gorgeous, amazing. Fought for my life to fit my calves.
Fought for your life.
Like, had three people. Yeah, someone had to push my calves in while zippering it up. I was doing like a breathing meditation to make it work, and it was embarrassing.
May we add that you did the worm? Couldn't feel your legs.
Nope.
When you did that.
Because nope, I had
no circulation.
My legs were fully asleep, just flapping around. Okay, but I love boots because they're easier to walk in than heels. So, like, I love a boot. Like, I'm full boot season, but, like, I just feel like they're not universal for all women.
No, it's tough out here. It's so tough out here.
It's so tough out here. Is there anything else you're loving for fall that the girlies need that's not in the newsletter yet?
Ooh, that's not in the newsletter yet. What am I loving? What is a trend that I'm loving for fall other than, like, the underwear trend? Did you see Emma Chamberlain wear underwear on the red carpet at GQ?
She copied you.
No, I love her. I'm starting to have a real obsession with like her and her. Like, I always find myself on Pinterest looking at pictures of her LA home. I don't know why.
She's so cool. She's a vibe.
Wait, did you look at Renee Rapp's Instagram?
I've seen it.
Okay, because that was the vibe that I see for your style. Because, like, sometimes she dresses like a Lower East Side girly, but sometimes she also dresses like a Brooklyn girly and she'll wear, like, a jersey.
Well, she wears, like, baggy stuff. Sometimes I feel like if I wear too baggy stuff, it's, like, disrespectful because, like, I'm not a musician. I'm not doing rock and roll. Like, I'm doing, you know, the art of stand-up. And then if, God forbid, I wear the wrong thing, my video blows up because people attack me for the fashion. But honestly, life is good. Like, life is good.
You're trying to find your stand-up style. And that's in all, that's for all the girlies who are trying to find their personal style, not just their stand-up comedian style, just their stand-up style.
And also just finding out when you want to be silly and goofy, like what's the outfit that you're in when you're being a silly goose?
Right, because I will say the hardest thing with my personal style is I don't feel the same way every day. So like,
exactly.
I have moods.
Exactly, you're Scorpio. I also have a question. You know, like the color red is like the trend. How long is it the season? Like, is it just the fall? Because I don't want to buy a bunch of red. And then in the winter, everyone's like, no red.
No, you can. Yeah. I mean, it'll go into the winter, but like come spring, there will be a new color.
Capitalism wins again.
Yeah. No, capitalism at it again.
Do you want to hear something crazy I've been dreaming about? Like, this is crazy, but I talk to people all the time because actually I was getting my haircut today and my hairdresser was like, does Paige do stand up comedy? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's a great question. I've asked her if she wants to. And she said, I would not like to stand up for that long period of a time. And she started laughing and I'm like, no, she's so funny. But I was like, stand up is just not for the girlies. Like, if a lot of gigglers who listen are probably hilarious, but like to start stand up, you go into these like open mics, it's dark, it's full of drunk men, you're trying to talk about your experience, it's not fun, it's not the vibe. And right, then that's why girls turn to the internet, which is great. Like, turn to the internet, create content, and then start selling some shows. But part of me was like, what if in New York City,
it's the not the most inclusive environment?
No, well, especially right, when you're being vulnerable on stage and like,
and it's predominantly men.
Yeah, and I do have to say, I grew up playing sports with men, so I feel like I like know how to deal with it in a way. Mm-hmm. Not that it's pleasant, but I'm like used to it, where a lot of girls should not be put through that. Like, I don't wish it on right, anyone. So then I was like, I feel like there needs to be like an open mic for girls in New York City, for all the like funny girlies to just like together
try
go
it
off and like try it in like a safe space.
Wait, Hannah. Is Are you going to so throw cute? One?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm like, it's so much admin.
No, that's, it's the thought that counts.
I'm an idea no, person.
We just did that. I feel like we did it. Just us talking about it right now. Like, you threw one. It was so lovely. Like, that's so nice of you.
That's just what I envisioned for women in comedy. And like, the fact that my shows are all full of women is great. But like, if people didn't know me and I was just doing a show, it's mostly men and a couple girlfriends. Not to start drama, and I wasn't going to talk about mm-hmm. it, but there's like some like Matt Rife drama going around. Have you seen it?
No. What is it?
So like, Matt Rife, obviously, like, the girlies love Matt Rife. He's hot. He's super funny.
Unconventional looking comedian.
Yes, very handsome. And I'm a fan of his. And he recently was saying like, this special is like for the men, like, it's not for the women. And he kind of put out the special like, and it's like making fun of women in like a not like for the women way, like making fun of women with crystals and stuff. And some of the girlies were kind of annoyed, and it goes back to the like misogynistic idea that like, if women think you're funny, you're not funny. Like, the men have to think you're funny. And it makes me upset, because I want him to know, if you're listening, Matt, the girlies are the vibes. The girlies and the gays know what's cool. They know what's in. And like, the fact that girls like you and think you're funny is a good thing. You don't need the men. And the men will come.
Right.
But like, I think he started to feel pressure from other male comedians. Like, oh, just girls like you. You're not a real comic. So then he started to try to be like,
wait, you know what's so crazy is that just like, women are so discounted in so, obviously, so many industries and so many areas, and especially in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like there are so many times recently that I've said things to Craig, like, career-wise, and I've ended the conversation with the sentence, yeah, but it's not going to be the same because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And him just being like, that's so crazy. But it's just still so apparent. And like, I don't get why women are so discounted as like, as if we don't know what things are funny. Like, we're alive. Like, we can, we're in situations. We have self-awareness. We can tell when things are funny.
Well, that's
like,
why, like,
I don't get it.
Meme culture was so amazing, because people didn't know who was writing the memes. Like, you just see a tweet, and like, majority right. of it is the girls and the gays, and the men were loving it. And I actually think, like, I'm not, obviously we hate men, but I'm not out here being like, fuck all the men. Like, I want to show that the men think women are funny too, and the women think the men are funny. It's just, for me, like, I'm speaking from my experience, so the girls get it in a certain way, and the guys feel like they're in a little locker room, like, getting the tea. It's like how we appreciate male comics. It's like, oh, that's funny how their brain works.
Right, right. And, like, I don't...
No, it's like, I mean, we're trying to cover, like,
literally
deep feminism. But, oh my God, literally 2 days ago, I was in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
humble brag, and we ate at a restaurant, and Des was like, do you want to walk back to the hotel? And I was like, I love a hot girl walk. And we're walking, and it's like, states when you walk in New York is weird. We're just like walking along a highway, like in the dark, and there was like a little sidewalk. And I just looked at him, and I was like, if I wasn't here, would you just like walk this alone? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, do you know that if I walk this alone, there's a 97% rate that I'd be assaulted?
that you would be abducted and taken. No, I say it all the time to Craig. I'm just like, no, you guys are our number, you are our number one killers. You're our biggest predator. Like, we have to do things to keep safe from you. Like, it's so crazy.
No, yeah, we're not saying woe is me. We're just trying to help them, like, understand our experience and unite the sexes. One Giggly Squad episode at a time.
I mean, certainly don't show up at Giggly Squad live, because we would hate that. But yeah, one episode at a time.
I do think like, yeah, we don't like random straight guys coming because, like, for the wrong reasons. We want you to come for the right reasons.
Could you,
like,
imagine?
You and your girlfriend enjoy the show.
You know what I will say, though? If you are a straight guy in New York City or anywhere in the country, like, and you are looking for to go out on dates, like, if you came to a Giggly Squad show, it would be insane. Like, we should at some point throw some type of, like, singles party.
Yeah,
because I feel like the gigglers really are the funniest, and, like, again, we have, like, doctors and lawyers listen to Giggly Squad, and it blows my mind every
like,
time.
Also, I was thinking about the concept of, like, how so a lot of us, we're like the first generation where, like, our moms went to college, or just like the second generation of our moms going to college. Like, we're like the first generation of, like, having a lot of rights and, like,
right.
more women are going to college now. And I think the whole ick phenomenon started because we started being like, I don't need a man.
I love that we're discussing the evolution of the ick, because it should be a college course.
No, a literal
where
thesis.
Did it originate? Like, how is it so universal?
When you're making your own money, you're like, I'm not gonna stay with a guy who does crisscross applesauce, you know? Like,
I deserve more and I deserve better, and I recognize that.
Yeah, so, like, when obviously we weren't allowed to work or vote or anything, we would settle for, like, a guy who didn't cut his fingernails. But then, now that we don't need that, it's like we started to see things where it's like he chews really loudly and I don't need to do that because I'm paying the rent. Don't
like
chew
Kylie
in my
Jenner
house
said.
That I bought with my money from OnlyFans.
Right. We're just realizing things, and we realize that we hate you and that we don't need you. No, there is such a different too feeling of, like, being in your 30s and making your own money and just being like, I don't need anything that you offer.
Yeah.
Like, I just want you here because I like you, but I don't need you to be here.
I say that all the time. Like, when you don't need someone, you see things very clearly. It's like when your friends see a guy clearer than you do, it's because, like, they don't have any reason to have to like him. So it's like when you're not, like, financially or, like, being like, I need to have a baby at 27, you think clearer and you take more time to make decisions about relationships before you just, like, throw rings around.
Oh my God.
Wow.
This is a political podcast. And, like, yes, the answer to your question is right. Hannah and I will be hosting the 2024 presidential debate. Like, I think that's what the country needs. They need us hosting.
Wait.
Sorry. Who is it that does it? Like, Matt Wallace. Step aside, sir, because Giggly Squad is going to be asking the hard-hitting questions.
Okay, put gun to my head. I couldn't tell you who's ever hosted a presidential debate.
The only reason I know, who is it? What is the guy's name? The only reason I know is because I went to
a presidential debate? Is there, like, a carpet? Was it an influencer collab?
I dated a guy in my 20s who was really good friends with this man, and his name was Andrew Wallace, and he had
Chris
a wedding.
Wallace.
He married his Chris Wallace. He had a wedding and he married his gorgeous wife Olivia, and I went to their wedding, and we were like friends when I dated this guy, and his dad hosts, like, the presidential debates, and their wedding was, like, it was in DC, I think, and it was, like, really lovely, and I didn't know anything what was happening. I was, like, 24 and I was just, like, trying to get drunk.
Imagine America is like, hey, we need the girlies to, like, watch the debate. Who should we get to host? Who's, like, the girlies really stand by? And what are questions we would ask in the debate? We'd be like, if I
like,
forget to pay my taxes.
What actually happened?
Also, why does Zara still have a makeup department, and can that be fixed?
Removed. I would probably ask, how do you guys feel now that Red is having a moment, but you have been wearing red since 1776 and like now it's just catching on? And what are your thoughts?
Also, did you hear how the Gen Zs are like really pushing for a 4-day work week? And I'm for it.
I think they should. Also, have you seen that the Gen Zs have told everyone, and I kind of believe it, that you am interested to see what you think. They are saying that everyone in the world, you either look like a frog or a rat.
Oh yeah, Talia Lickstein used to tell me that. I feel like
I know mine for sure. I'm definitely rat.
She's a rat queen. I think I'm a frog.
I think you're a frog too.
You think I'm a frog? Okay, that's fucked up. What if like your best friend has to be opposite? You can't be two frogs.
I feel like that's the new astrology.
I think Craig is for sure a frog. And I think Dez is a rat.
Yeah, I think Dez is a rat for sure. It's a really fun game to play at Thanksgiving. Like, there's a lull in conversation. Just be like, I read this in the New York Times, and it's saying that everyone's either frog or rat. Go around and say what you
I feel
think
like this are. Is the next conversation at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills dinner. Lisa Rinna's like, okay, guys, they're going around to say who thinks who is a frog or a rat.
You have to guess. Yeah, and then they start
in your first.
The other thing that I saw on TikTok that was just like really making me wonder. Obviously, I'm on conspiracy theory TikTok, but have you seen the whole conspiracy theory that like the story of Helen Keller is just like not real? Like, and people are just being like, this, there's just no way that like there was this person that was deaf and blind and wrote like 20 books and then flew a fucking plane. Like, there's just part of me, like, I don't think that Helen Keller existed. Like, there's just no way.
I don't know anything about history, so I can't speak on this. And when I say I don't know anything, I mean, like, I literally don't remember or know anything from school. I just, Helen Keller, I knew she was that bitch. Like,
you're choosing to exercise your Fifth Amendment, right?
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses. that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Back to men. Did you hear on TikTok they're doing this thing called like glitter bombing, but like in a way to find out if a guy's cheating on you?
No. No.
So girls will, this is a very like suburban thing, but if you have a car, you put glitter in the mirror of the passenger seat car. So if a girl sits there to open the mirror, like glitter is going to get everywhere. Or like they put some glitter on the seat, so like if she sits on it, it'll get on him, like to see where glitter is. Or if you're just really mad at him, you put glitter everywhere, because glitter is the herpes of decorations and everyone knows that.
So girls are using glitter to basically track. I love it. The innovation that some
we're getting like a little too powerful, but I love that we're using like Michael's.
I love that we're like, if he's cheating, we're at least gonna make it stunning,
cute.
You know, this is the equivalent to like giving birth and getting your makeup done. Like,
but then
it's just like, this is a crazy moment, but I want to look gorgeous.
We've all worn glitter before, and like 6 months later, we find it in our belly button, and we're like, how the fuck? It survives more than rats. Then there's this thing called look maxing. Have you heard of this?
What's it called? Woke what?
Look maxing.
Oh, look maxing?
So it's basically a manly way of saying like glowing up that like boys,
no,
guys are trying to do. It's called look maxing. It's crazy. It's crazy. So they're doing that thing called mewing, where you train your tongue to rest on the roof of your mouth to change the shape of your face to look more sculpted.
Wait, you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
And I guess it helps guys have more of a jawline. And girls have been doing it too, but this is part of the look maxing. Then there's a thing called mogging, where you stand next to a less attractive person to appear superior. Okay. Sorry, I can't believe I just said that out loud. This has been written by Andrew Tate. Then there's a thing called hunter eyes, which are almond-shaped eyes. So you train yourself to like hold your half lids kind of closed to look like a hunter, like how you're focusing on your prey. Okay, oh my God,
that's
disgusting. That's
just smizing. Tyra Banks wrote this.
This is the most disgusting. It's called edge maxing, to withhold climaxing repeatedly, like edge in order to boost testosterone levels to improve your appearance. I don't think that's true, and I think that's how men punch walls.
Okay, part of me thinks it's so adorable when the men try and get together and like do something and like have a collective like group that they're like this is a new thing, we promise, like this is viral. Just, it's not. I got into a fight the other day with Craig because I said something was giving me the ick. And we debated back and forth 20 minutes on what like the ick meant. Mm-hmm. And finally I was like, it doesn't matter what you're even saying right now, because you didn't invent it. Your species didn't invent it.
It's not for you.
Even if I'm wrong, my people made it. It's for the girls.
Look
okay?
at the origin story of the word. Whatever I want it to mean, it means.
Right. So regardless, you're wrong.
That was like when Dez asked me to call an ambulance and it gave me the ick.
No, I get that though. I could get that. I could see where you were at with that one. You're like, really? Do we need to? No, that's bad.
But I do have to say, yeah, there are some things that like are ours. And some people have been mad that I've been doing fantasy football. I am going to win this week. Humble
Why
bag.
Are they mad? Why are they mad?
Well, my friend Gabby was like, hey, I just want you to know, like, you posting fantasy football is kind of triggering for me because, like, you're for the girls. And I feel like this just isn't for the girls. And I'm like, we have to think of this differently. Like, I'm taking their jobs, you know? Like,
yeah, the men don't own sports.
They don't own it. And, like, fantasy football, I'm telling you guys, get the girlies together. It's random and it's just luck. You don't have to know anything. And each week when you're at the bar, you can watch all the football and you get to, like, see which guys are doing well. And it makes it more fun for you. And I do think, like, you know, men are like, if we think it's cool, it's the coolest. And, like, girl stuff is stupid. This goes back to, like, when you're little, being, like, girls have cooties and they play with Barbie dolls. Like, fuck that shit. Yeah. If you want to do fantasy football, you do it.
I love that. I joined a kickball league this fall. I went to one game, but it was the thought that counted.
And you won, right?
Because I wanted
right?
to. Yeah, of course. I'm a savant when it comes to kickball.
I feel like you would play more sports if it wasn't so easy for you to win. You just don't understand the challenge.
Like, give me something to work with. You
if
know?
You're
like easy.
Put together an outfit in 30 seconds to like out of a whole closet, that's a challenge. Also, I didn't want to ask you, but how far away is Azara?
Hannah, I'd have to go to like a different state. That's not even. I didn't even ask that because they wouldn't even. That's not even like a thing.
So who has a better relationship, Travis Kelce's mom and Taylor Swift, or Craig's mom and you?
Definitely me and Craig's mom, because I don't feel like Craig's mom would go on Good Morning America and not say anything. But like, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to her son. You know.
True. People don't talk about that enough. And I would say about me and Dez's mom, but she's
dead.
Not here. She's not here.
Wait, you know what happened to me the other day, which hasn't happened in
What did you do?
R.I.P. Nobody talks about this enough, and it's like a different dopamine hit and a different level of validation. I made my therapist die laughing, just like completely broke and started dying laughing, because yes, when you're in therapy, obviously it's a serious thing, like you're talking about serious situations and like saying how you feel, and you're very vulnerable, but like
you're not vulnerable during therapy, but that's what you're supposed to be.
That's what I heard. Some people have said that online. I've read it in comments. But you're still like you. So like sometimes she'll say something that like could be kind of dark, but like it's funny.
Yes.
You know? Like,
yes. Yes.
And so now I feel like it's actually hindered me, because I don't know if I can do another session where I don't get at least like one laugh, or at least like,
because then you're, you know, like, are you mad at me?
Yeah, like, do you not think I'm funny today?
I feel like my last therapist, I obviously was always goofy and charming, so like she gave me more of like a okay let's stay focused. She'd be like, okay, I know you're gonna say a silly thing right now, but let's get to the root of it.
It's like let's when a talk. Third grader's like stalling, like yeah. You're like, but I actually do have to go to the bathroom, I changed my mind, I think I should go, and they're like, okay,
like yeah. You could tell like she would laugh, but she like didn't want to.
I wonder how many therapists are out there that want to be like, hey, I would totally get drinks with you, but like I can't. It's inappropriate. Like, I feel like me and my therapist would be friends.
I just want to know that like when it's time, they see my name on their calendar, they're like, this is going to be, my day is going to get a little better, which is fucked up, because your therapist, your job is to trauma dump on them.
Right. Like, I want them to see me on the calendar and be like, this yeah. is going to be a fun one. This is like, going to be
gossip.
The tea. This
gossip,
is
gossip,
like,
gossip.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like whenever, I always started it very smiley. Like, she'd always be like, how are you? Which is such a weird thing to ask, because I'm like, I'm about to tell yeah. you for the next hour. But I always be like, good.
And how are you?
We'd be smiling. We'd do a little yep. back and forth. And then I'd be like, but she's like, and then you start crying. But you can't start crying. You have to start with the pleasantries. And then it's like, okay, you ready? Okay, so...
No, and it's the craziest thing too, is like therapists aren't asked, like half the time when you start hysterically crying, it's not because they asked some like insane question. They literally said one thing.
They'll be like,
my therapist was just like, and who is Paige DeSorbo? And I just, I go, I'm like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. You're like, you are so worth the $250 every fucking week. You're right.
Or I would answer a question too good and too fast, and she'd be like, stop, let's think yeah. about that a little more. And I'm like, I got it. You tried to twist me up, yeah. and I answered you.
You're like, you're a really good teacher. Like, what do you want me to do?
And then sometimes I feel like they want me to cry, so I'll like yeah. cry, because I'm
well,
like,
well, I feel like if I was a therapist, I would also, like, at some point want them to cry, because then I'd feel like that's, like, a hurdle that I climbed over. I'm like, I made them get so vulnerable and in touch that they cried. So I'd be, like, rooting for them to cry.
But it's, like, a thin line, because then some people just, like, love to cry, like, any excuse to cry. So there's, like, an in-between.
Yeah.
Speaking of therapists and, like, yoga teachers and careers that people go into, when things aren't always going so well, a yoga instructor murdered someone.
Who?
I don't know, but it was in the news.
Your yoga instructor or just a yoga instructor?
A yoga instructor found guilty in a murder of a cyclist.
Wait, I feel like I saw this.
Who had previously been in a relationship with her on-again, off-again boyfriend. And this is proving my point. That yoga instructor.
She killed the new girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yoga instructors are going through it too. Yoga instructors are people too. And if you decide that you want to pursue stretching for the rest of your life, something is going on internally. Even people who start doing yoga every day, and I was one of those people, I started doing it. It was the darkest time of my life.
I just feel like if you say the word sacrum more than four times a day, like... something's not good.
Something's and I did have someone message me and she was like, Hannah, well, one person I was talking to who's a real estate agent, and she was like, what you said was so funny because I did hit rock bottom before I became a real estate agent. But then I had someone message me and she was like, I'm a life coach, and like, it's kind of upsetting that you make fun of the life coach profession.
And also, nothing we say here is for real.
No, like, your career is way more legitimate than ours. We love a life coach.
And we acknowledge that we would love to hire life coaches, but we don't have the time.
Can't
We're
deal
sleepy.
With the admin. No. I also think that, like, you had to, what I mean is you had to get to a dark place to want to help other people, is what I'm saying. And that doesn't go for real estate agents. But, like, to become a yoga teacher, to become a comedian, to become a life coach, to become a therapist, you have to have seen some shit.
Yes,
you're not just come out of the womb butterflies and rainbows being like, I want to help people. It's, you know, you have to have some trauma.
Because that's what makes you funny at the end of the day. Speaking of seeing some shit, so I go to my eyebrow lady. I would say I go to her every 4 months. She's not the easiest person to get into. If you called her up right now and asked for an appointment, she's booked to like 2025. But so like when she has a cancellation and she calls me, I drop every single thing I'm doing and I go get my eyebrows done. Mm-hmm. And I was there. She's a talker too. She's chatty. Mm-hmm. So I literally sit in the chair and I get my eyebrows done for, I got there at 3:45. I walked out of her salon at 5:20. I only have two eyebrows. We only did two.
Is it tweezing?
Only tweezing, and then I get them tinted. Mm-hmm. I tint them dark, and then she tweezes.
Are your eyebrows not naturally dark?
No, they are, but I like them really dark. Mm. She makes them even darker. I like them even more evil than like they look naturally.
I want to be a Disney villain.
No, literally. And she is the best person on earth. Like, she really is so sweet. And like, I don't mind being there for 2 hours. And everyone that's there when you're there getting your eyebrows done are like the nicest people ever. But you're never going to see them again because you're never going to have an appointment at the same time. So like when they're leaving, you're like, bye, have a great life. Like, good luck with your baby. You know, like,
That's whatever. So New York City, too.
So New York City, you just connect for like 20 minutes and then you're like, okay, see ya. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and she's doing my eyebrows and she's like, she's not particularly rough, but she's certainly not like gentle either. So she's like moving my face back and forth. And finally, she just like pokes me in the forehead.
Oh, she and tweezed I, like, the hair off your forehead?
No, I just like feel her poking my forehead like with her fingers and I just like open my eyes and I'm like, what's going on? And she was like, and I go, if you say anything about my orbital bone. And she goes, well, one eyebrow like goes up higher. And I go, oh, yeah, like sometimes it does that. And she goes, no, I mean, it does it every time you talk. And I go, okay.
This is the humbling you fucking need, honestly.
No, it was so humbling. And she was like, but I don't, she was like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you can just go get Botox and get it fixed. And like, they'll freeze it so that it doesn't like keep moving up. And I like agreed with her, and I'm not like coming for her at all because I'd literally die for her. She's the only person I'd ever let touch my eyebrows. but I will be getting Botox in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, but I'm afraid if you just get it over one, then what if with the other one starts doing weird things and the other one looks like retired?
I don't know.
So you've also been saying you were going to do this for the last 3 years.
Yeah, but now I'm really going to do it. And so when I get back from Thanksgiving break and then I'm in LA for a week, when I get back to New York, I'm getting Botox. So if you want to come, you can come.
Okay, well, I'll be there.
Okay, great. I'm going to do my forehead and my back.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. God. Do you realize this is the beginning of like a whole, this is a journey you're about to go on.
This is a new chapter that I'm entering.
It's also like a new expense in your life.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
I mean, investing in yourself, I support fully and wholly.
People also don't talk about, like, not only are women just out here fucking running companies, changing diapers, mm-hmm. attending to, like, their husband's dumb ideas, but we're also... Isn't that like being a woman in a nutshell, though? You have a kid, you have work, and then you have to pretend you're interested in your husband's dumb fucking ideas. Just so stupid.
More questions. Who would win in a fight, a bear or a fox?
And you're just like, how did I get here? What choices did I make in my life that I'm in this exact moment right now? I don't even remember what I was saying. What was I even saying before?
But just, there's a lot of expenses that come with being a woman.
Yeah.
You also wrote down Kate Beckinsale's a Leo.
No, that's not what I meant, but I love that that's what you got from it. Because that is what I wrote. I have a prediction, and this is like so, this is not based on anything. This is just like a spidey sense within mm-hmm. myself, and mm-hmm. I'm just interested to see if I could do it. Or like if I can predict this. I think that Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Beckinsale, I don't think that they're going to end up together, but I think that they're going to have like a whirlwind romance that's going to like set the town on fire. Like they're going to be spotted out together and then like they're going to be like so in love for like the next 2 years.
I mean, I do think everyone's PR after looking at the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing, obviously Taylor Swift is like next level famous, but like they have to be mm-hmm. brewing up some good relationships the next couple of months. I want to see it. I want to see it. Also, full circle, you know, Kate Beckinsale dated Matt Rife before he was famous.
Yes, I did know that. Wild and Pete Davidson.
And Pete Davidson. She loves a comedian.
And Machine Gun Kelly. Which, did you hear Machine Gun Kelly is only going by The Machine now?
Yeah, he was like, boss, hit me with the machine. I think he said that. He was like, hit me with The Machine. The thing is, I do like his style. I think it's fun.
This is a niche reference, but like, I feel like if I was dating someone and they had like a public name, it might give me the ick.
For sure. Or like, if he referred to himself as that name often, like the machine needs breakfast.
Like, I'd be like, okay, Robert, put a cork in it.
Like, your name is, what's his real name again? I feel like it's something goofy.
I thought it was Colton. Like
Colton. Colton. Yeah, that is a guy who's given me chlamydia before.
Yeah.
Also,
no,
like,
Colton reads
his
at
name
a third
is
grade
Mr.
Level.
Gun Kelly. Machine.
Yeah.
And then, he's from Houston. it's giving yay. God. It's giving yay.
Oh my God. Wait, we haven't even touched on this. And I feel like it's kind of like our duty. What do you think about the Cassie P. Diddy stuff?
I mean,
all I have to say is Aubrey O'Dell. Aubrey O'Day has always been like trying to preach.
Yeah, there's been rumblings for a long time that there's weird stuff going on. I mean, producers in general creep me out just because you hear stories yeah. about Hollywood.
Yeah.
But that was a whirlwind. That was a whirlwind because then I guess they settled out of court. in for her to stay quiet
24 hours.
Yeah, that was, there's some big business involved in this. But I love, remember Cassie? I've been waiting for you to tell me you were ready.
And now there's like conspiracy theory that P. Diddy killed his ex-wife, Kim Porter. I'm like so deep in that.
Oh no, there's a conspiracy that he's killed everyone he's ever met. No. Allegedly.
Allegedly a serial killer. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like it's uncommon. Like, there's so many different types of celebrities and so many celebrities, like A-list to Z-list. How have there not been more serial killer famous people?
I think that all of them are serial killers. And it's one of those things where it's almost like a cute girl farting, where, like, you can do it because no one will assume it's you. Like, why?
What a niche reference. But, like, I know exactly what you
mean. I thought about this. I was on a plane next to this large man, and I accidentally let out a hot fart. And everyone looked over, and they all thought it was him. And, like, that's the
like
patriarchy.
Heard it?
No, it just it smelled. Yeah. And he and was, they were like, he even made, like, a cough sound. Like, he was hurting. And I was like, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Just gaslit his ass. No pun intended. You know when you're at a party with all, like, the frat bros, and you just let out a beer fart, and everyone's like, oh, Steve, was that you? Oh, fucking.
Yeah, like, no one would ever suspect.
I'd be like, obviously, I did not do that disgusting thing, when little do they know, the hotter you are, the hotter the farts are. And that's girl math. That's women in STEM.
Women in the hospital, because we have gut issues.
But did you know there was a conspiracy theory, Lady Gaga conspiracy TikTok? Have you been on that?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, there was this singer who Lady Gaga was inspired by. Like, Lady Gaga used to just, like, sing normal songs, and there was a singer who would wear crazy outfits and be really crazy. And Lady Gaga kind of, like, copied her, and then the girl was murdered.
Oh. Oh my God, that's
she's murdered.
That's murder. So not where I thought you were
some
going.
Some people think she, like, took her career. But, you know, sometimes they say to get on top, you gotta, you know, do some bad things. And that's alleged. That's fully alleged, made up. But check it out online. There's a whole Twitter thread that's pretty detailed.
JustJared.com.
There's a YouTube video on it. Do you ever go on YouTube?
I don't. Do you?
No.
Like, I don't ever watch vlogs. That's why I have a hard time being like, oh, should I, like, vlog this? But I'm like, I don't watch vlogs, so why would I make a vlog?
I know. Everyone, but I do follow us on YouTube. Follow my YouTube stand-up. Shout out to Giggly Squad and the Gigglers, because this month is the most listens we've ever had on Giggly Squad. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, like, it's kind of crazy because it's scary. Like, it's a lot of listeners of us talking out of our buttholes.
No, it is scary because this is not factual, and it's not right, and it's not faith-based. No. And it's just mumbo jumbo nonsense, and it's what gets me through life.
Legitimately. Finally, Grace wrote that there was a guy who got in trouble for asking for a scooped. He complained because he asked for a scooped bagel in New York City. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy was like, no.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, New York City, I guess I'll just go to a different bagel place. Go to a different state. Go to a different state. Get out of here. Like, don't come to New York City where, like, bagels are in a whole different category, genre mm-hmm. of meals, and mm-hmm. then shit on it because you want the main meat of the bagel taken out. Get a cracker. You want a cracker. You want cream cheese on a cracker.
It's
so
like
it.
Asking for fried chicken with just the skin. That's crazy.
What about
behavior.
People that get flagels?
Oh, yeah, flagels. You know, there are options in New York City for people listening who haven't been. You can get it scooped out, but it's just like, what, why? To save 200 calories?
What do they do with all that scooped out? Because I'd like to eat that. I'd like to take that and dip it in, like, I love the inside. It's the fucking best part. Like, I you love roll it a up. Whole bagel.
You could take the dough and roll so, it up.
Literally, my mouth is watering because I know that there's no bagel places in Delaware for sure.
New Yorkers can't survive anywhere. We can't.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
I'm very guilty of when I get a muffin. You know how muffins just like crumble everywhere? And then I roll it up and I put it in a ball. Yeah. Which is honestly unsanitary because who knows where my hands have been. But I roll it up and I put it in my mouth. I eat like a 3-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
Any other front page news?
No, that was really it. I did want to say that I'm watching Gilded Age and it's the second season. And it's not as good as the first season, but it's definitely good. And I just feel like I've been watching a lot of shows recently.
I did watch this thing called Robbie Williams. It's a Netflix documentary. And it's not Robin, it's Robbie. And he was like basically part of the NSYNC of England. And then he went off to become his own star. And I just love watching these, you know, how these famous people got famous and then how they like get upset Crash about being burn. Famous.
Yeah. Right. Like there's a fine line of like, look, do I think you should be like trampled by paparazzi? Just
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Like, simply trying to go to CVS? No, I, like, relish in, like, my CVS moments.
Yeah.
But, like, if that is the biggest problem, like, okay. Put a literal sock in it.
There is a... but then, like, the second they're not getting harassed by paparazzi at CVS, they're calling their publicist being like, why does no one care about me anymore? So it's a real thin line. But he did have... he has an interesting story. He was battling some alcoholism. And, you know, when you become famous at a young age... but I feel like guys who become famous at a young age are very similar to just, like... hot guys in general, because you know how like you just get treated differently and you just don't develop. So that's why you can't trust men who are like too good looking, like, or you want guys who got good looking later in life. That's why I love a late bloomer, because they know had
you
to
need
develop.
A late bloomer because they don't know things. You have to teach them.
Oh gosh. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to Giggly this week. This was a very important episode. And we hope you guys have the best time with your families at Thanksgiving. Be thankful.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for me and I'm thankful for you.
Oh my God, don't ever say that again. That was so, made me so awkward. And in our newsletter, we're gonna start sending out like good holiday gifts that we recommend. We'll get on it.
Oh God, we'll get on it. Yeah, admin for sure.
Yep. Love you guys. Bye.